Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The New Testament employs a variety of words and terms to describe Christians. For example, Paul called his brothers and sisters at Philippi saints, Philippians 1:1. In the same beautiful little epistle, Paul referred to the Philippian Christians as my dearly beloved brethren, my joy and my crown, Philippians 4:1. The Apostle Peter wrote concerning his Christian brothers and sisters throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, as the elect according to the foreknowledge of God, 1 Peter 1:1-2. The Apostle John often spoke lovingly of his little children. For example, my little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, 1 John 2:1. Paul exhorted the Galatian Christians, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, Galatians 3:12. In today's brief study, I shall concentrate on the expression, holy and beloved. The term, holy and beloved, gives us insight into the nature of the Colossian Christians. They were holy because they had complied with God's gracious requirements for making men holy. They had been buried with Him in baptism and had risen through faith in the operation of God, Colossians 2:12. They were beloved because of God's love for them and Paul's love for them, even though Paul had never actually met the Colossians face to face, Colossians 2:1. The word holy comes from the same Greek word translated saint. The word basically means one who is set apart. Saints are people who are set apart for the Lord's service. Both Testaments constantly stress holiness as a characteristic of God's faithful servants. Scholars refer to one major section of Leviticus as the Holiness Code. God challenged His people under the Jewish covenant, for I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore sanctify yourselves, and you shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall you defile yourselves with any manner of creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. Leviticus 11:44. Moses assured the Israelites, for you are a holy people unto the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a special people unto Himself, above all people who are upon the face of the earth. Deuteronomy 7:6. The New Testament tells us of God's demands that Christians must also be holy. Paul warned the Corinthians, if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. 1 Corinthians 3:17. Please listen to Paul's commands to husbands. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Ephesians 5:25-27. The Apostle Peter urged his readers, but as he who has called you is holy, so be holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. 1 Peter 1:15-16. The Colossians were beloved in God's sight, as well as in Paul's sight. A careful reading of Paul's epistles will help us to understand Paul's love for his brothers and sisters in Christ. He shows his love for the Corinthians in these beautiful words, behold, the third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you, for I seek not yours, but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. And I will gladly spend and be spent for you. 2 Corinthians 12:14-15. Thank you, and may God bless you.